is the LSU Tigers. They got off to a great start in SEC play, defeating Alabama, kind of holding off a ferocious comeback attempt by Alabama late. Held them off. They're 1-0 in SEC play. And to talk about it, talking some Tiger hoops, is Tyler Nunes, assistant editor for TigerRad.com. Tyler, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing well. I didn't know you were a Gonzaga guy. Only team to beat Duke so far this season, so you're in good shape.
That's right. There you go. And that'll be their claim to hopefully a number one seed come tournament time if Duke keeps winning. That's what I'm hoping anyway. Tyler?
Yeah, I think the net ranking should help them out too.
Where are they at in net, and where is LSU at in net? That's kind of for everybody. This is the new RPI, right, Tyler?
Right, yeah. LSU's at number 20, or at least they were yesterday. I didn't really get a chance to check today. I'm not sure where Gonzaga's at, but they got to be in good shape considering the way that they've played this season, and it's only going to get better considering they should dominate conference for Gonzaga.
Yeah, so. They should. They're playing Pacific right now. So let's talk about the Tigers here against Alabama. It was, I'd say, a flawed win in the second half, like flawed win in the SEC. I don't know. That's maybe a shot that I shouldn't take there. Look, they beat Alabama, who's also going to be right on that tournament bubble, I think, when it's all said and done. What'd you think about their performance a couple of days ago?
I thought they performed really well. The first half was magnificent. Coming out and outplaying a team coached by Avery Johnson is always a plus. They got a little – Will Wade said they got a little cute on offense in the second half when Alabama shifted to a zone defense, which is – a little bit concerning because a lot of teams can play a really good zone, including this Arkansas team that they're going to play on Saturday night. So they're going to have to figure that out. But I think the fact they were able to hold on and win that game is a big deal. They kind of let some games go early in the season, and they were able to hold this one off and come away with a win. So overall, I'd say a B-plus performance, and I mean, a win's a win.
Yeah, indeed. What's going on with Naz Reid here in SEC play? And he's been a little inconsistent this year. Remember, he was that five-star guy supposed to come in. We had a lot of people say, this guy's a lottery pick. I never bought that. I said he needs multiple years probably in this program of development. Who knows with the way guys are one and done now in college basketball. But he struggled. What's going on with Naz?
Naz, I think there's a little bit of a learning curve there. Also, he had an ankle injury that I think is still nagging him a little bit, although we're getting to the point where it can't really be an excuse for months and months and months. So I think that he still has to work on his footwork. I think that's his primary issue. He's a finesse player. He's a large guy, but he's not really one to just kind of pound it in there. So he does need to get a little bit more physical. Whenever he is able to play his game, he's very, very good. He scores really well. The problem is whenever someone's bigger than him, I don't think he's used to playing against that. So it's definitely there's a bit of a learning curve with him. I think he's going to be fine. He's one of the most efficient players on LSU's squad, and the ball really goes through him, especially when they do play inside out the way Will Wade wants to. So I think he's fine. He's not right now. He's not a lottery pick, but I think he's fine, and he's contributing in a pretty decent way right now.
Yeah, on the opposite side of that spectrum is Tremont Waters, who had some struggles earlier this year. Remember, he was moved out of that starting lineup and then back. Yeah, he's been fantastic. I mean, this is a guy, in my view, Tyler, that if this team is going to get to the tournament and maybe going to win a game or two in that tournament, I mean, he's that straw that stirs this drink. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the game runs through Tremont Waters. He's touching the ball in virtually every possession, at least that he's on the court. And, yeah, he came off the bench a little bit. It kind of gave him a little new perspective on the game. I think it gave him a bit of a chance to see how LSU plays while he's on the bench. Let's see how the game flows with and without him. And I think it's really done him wonders ever since he's done that. He hasn't really had a bad game since. So he's protecting the ball very well. He's moving the ball very well. That pass from his behind against Alabama, that was just insane. I saw a lot of people complain that he put himself in that situation. But, I mean, you're always going to end – there's always a game where you're going to – a point in the game where you're going to end up in a double team. And for him to bail himself out like that just shows exactly how poised – he's way more mature than he was last year, much stronger. The way Alabama beat LSU last year was by doubling him up, and he wasn't really strong enough to get himself out of that situation. He was able to do that, and they were able to beat Alabama for the first time in a couple of years. So I think Tremont Waters is absolutely, as you said, the straw that stirs the drink.
Tyler Nunez joining us here on The Last Lap. He's an assistant editor for TigerAg.com and covers LSU basketball. Let's talk about this SEC before we get ahead to what lies ahead for LSU here. You know, it's interesting. This conference is so top-heavy to me, and I guess I kind of saw this coming because I thought you had, of course, Auburn and Tennessee, who I think could make really deep runs. I actually think Tennessee could make a Final Four run this year. But when you get to the middle and bottom half of this conference, it's one of the weaker years at that part of the conference than I've seen recently here. Tyler, where do you think LSU slots in the SEC right now?
I don't know if I agree with your assessment that it's top heavy. I mean, we just saw Ole Miss beat Auburn yesterday. So I think that there's a lot of tough teams that are going to sneak in there. I do think that LSU is, they're not a top tier team. They're not Tennessee, Auburn, Kentucky. I think they're right under that. And I think Will Wade has also kind of assessed them at the same level. So I think that they have a potential to finish fourth, fifth in the SEC, which if they can do that and then make a run in the tournament, they can really help their seeding out a lot. So if that would guarantee them a spot in the NCAA tournament, and then they might be able to get a 5 or 6 seed at that point as well if they're able to go deep in the tournament. So, I mean, obviously it's SEC play. You never know exactly what's going to happen. The good part is that January is kind of a relatively easy part of their schedule before they kind of hit a murderer's row in February. So they have a really good opportunity to build, stack some wins and build some momentum going into February.
Yeah, what do you think about their non-conference schedule? If you talk about an at-large bid, that's something everybody looks at. You could say it's not a challenging non-conference schedule, but when they did challenge themselves at times, it didn't always go well here. Is that going to come back to bite them? Of course, remember the loss to Oklahoma State, to Florida State. They did beat St. Mary's, which has been a tournament team here recently, lost to Houston, who's ranked now. Is that going to come back to bite them when it comes selection time?
I don't think so, unless things don't go well in SEC. Not to keep going back to the net rankings, but one of the reasons they're so high is the fact that their non-conference schedule has the third best record in the country. And they didn't necessarily play the toughest teams, but they played a bunch of teams that are going to win a bunch of games this season, which is kind of how that net ranking works. So statistically, they'll be okay. They would like to have those games against Florida State and Houston back. Those are two losses against really good teams this season that they probably should have won. But I think overall, outside of that loss to Oklahoma State where they just kind of got drubbed, I mean, they performed admirably. They lost a couple games they probably won. They had some games that were a little bit tighter than they wanted them to be, but overall, they kept coming out 10-3 out of a non-conference schedule where you're playing a UNC Greensboro, a really experienced mid-major, and then a Furman team that kind of came out of nowhere, and you come away with wins like that. I think I think their non-conference schedule came out about what they wanted it to be.
All right, so let's look at what's ahead here for LSU. They have a string of games here that I think are eminently winnable. Yes, they're on the road now. Arkansas, Ole Miss, who you just talked about, huge win for that program. Then they come back home for South Carolina and Georgia. Is this a string here where we can really see LSU getting going?
Oh, absolutely. I think it started with Auburn, but I mean, with Alabama the other night, and then Arkansas, they're going to be playing a lottery pick in Daniel Gafford. He's fantastic forward, one of the best big men in the country. He's averaging about 16 points and almost 10 rebounds a game, so it's almost a double-double. So it's going to be a real big test for Naz Reid and probably Cavell Bigby-Williams, whoever they have defending him is going to have a long night, but they're going to need to slow him down a little bit. And then after that, I mean, you got some of the teams aren't the best in the world, but I mean, at South Carolina, that's a winnable game, but Frank Martin's one of the best coaches in the league. I think like I said earlier, this is a stretch where they have an opportunity to win all these games, but there's nothing going to be handed to you in the SEC, especially what it is now. This isn't the SEC of 10 years ago where we were joking about SEC basketball fever and it was just kind of a one horse race with Kentucky. This is an SEC with a much deeper, you know, slate of teams. So I think that they have an opportunity to do this. They have to go out and win these games, though.
Yeah, Kentucky already with head scratching losses here. Seton Hall, of course, they lost to Alabama last week as well. What's going?
What's behind against A&M too?
Yeah, what's going on there with Kentucky?
I think that's I hate to say a younger team than
they're always young, right?
They're always young. They're always young, but I think people are starting to catch up to Kentucky a little bit. Calipari is not just going to be able to get the top recruits in the world every year now. I think a lot of SEC teams have put a lot more money into their basketball programs, a lot more investment, and I think that we're seeing it pay off. because we have these great coaches, some of them young guys, some of them established, that are going out and getting some of the best guys in the country. So Calipari is not just going to be able to roll in with the best roster in the league every game anymore. I think the times are changing, and Calipari is going to have to catch up a little bit.
Tyler Nunez talking LSU basketball. Tyler, really appreciate the time, and I know we'll talk to you quite a bit here as the season goes along. Thanks so much.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Tyler's the assistant editor for TigerAg.com. You can find his work there. And on Twitter, he's @ByTylerNunez. We'll take a break when we come back. Your phone calls here as we transition back to, of course, the NFL playoffs. Got some people wanting to talk about Saints-Eagles. We'll talk a little Anthony Davis and the Pelicans coming up second half of the hour. We've got sports libs to come. And our moment is in, courtesy of Pat Swilling, to end the show. I'm Seth Dunlap. This is The Last Lap on WWL.